Those, you witness this, those who have khushu', who fear Allah Ta'ala in their hearts, wallahi, you will not see them in a state of boastfulness, arrogance, pride, or anything else. You will see them very, very humble. They could own millions of dollars, they could own millions of assets, they could be the highest of ranks, but if they have khushu' in their hearts, you will find them like eating a piece of chocolate cake. It's so easy to talk to them. They actually belittle themselves in front of you. Because why? Because they fear the Almighty Lord. A narration that was mentioned to us by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an incident in the past and future, when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are men among the nations before you who Allah granted property and offspring, a lot of property and a lot of offspring. He said to his children before he died, I want you to do exactly as I tell you, otherwise I will make others my inheritors if you do not do what I mentioned to you. He said to them, when I die, I want you to burn my corpse, throw half of the ashes over the land, and the other half of the ashes in the sea, in the ocean. For if Allah were to catch me, He will punish me a punishment like He will not punish anyone else. For I have no merits pleasing Allah Ta'ala. So when this person died, his children did exactly as they were commanded. Then the Almighty Lord, when He commanded the ocean, when He commanded the land to gather the ashes, He asked this person, to why he committed such a crime? He said, oh Lord, I committed it out of fear of you, and you are well aware of this. What was the reason? What was the reason? Fear. F-E-A-R. He was scared of Allah Ta'ala. And fear is a act of worship. A strong act of worship. A great act of worship. And what did the Almighty Lord say? For this, I have pardoned you and made him among the people of paradise. The seven who are shaded on the day of resurrection by the shade of the Almighty Lord. There will be seven people shaded on that day. One of those people is a person whom an extremely beautiful, gorgeous, pretty lady seduces. When she seduces him, for no other than illicit relationship, illicit relations, what did he say to her? She came to him and said, look, I'm for you. And don't forget the type of girl she was. She was of high rank, of beauty, she was very pretty, extremely gorgeous, she was a rose, in essence. A red rose that smelled like musk. But what did he say? He said, tafaddali? No. He said, A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Yes, indeed, I fear Allah Ta'ala. What did he say, Ya Ashraf? Indeed, I fear Allah Ta'ala. And he, subhanAllah, would anyone today of us, let us just imagine it. Don't imagine the full story. Let us imagine it. Would any one of us today, if he was in reality confronted with this lady of high rank, of such beauty, would he say this? That's why on the day of resurrection, he will be shaded by the throne of the Almighty Lord, when the sun will be close to the people's heads, when people will be sweating so much that they'll be drowning in their sweat. But this type of person who rejected his lust, his desire, his whim, in order to please his Lord, out of fear of his Lord, he said, go away, you filthy thing! No matter how cute you are, I'm not allowed to touch you, because I'm a
servant of the Almighty Lord. Thus, a servant is a Muslim, mu'min, qanit, sadiq, sabir, khashir. Khashir. A person who sees him. Likewise, who can tell me what is the best teardrop? The one that drops the tear out of fear of Allah Ta'ala. That is one of the most beloved drops to the Almighty Allah. The one that cries and drops the tear while contemplating the great Creator, the great Maker, the Magnificent, the Almighty, the Sovereign, the Leader, the King of Kings, the Judge of Judges. When he thinks of Allah Ta'ala, the power in Allah Ta'ala, the Almighty in Allah Ta'ala, he's in solitude, he's isolated. A drop comes down from his eyes. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful person in the sight of the Almighty Lord. And have we ever woken up at the last third of the night and thought of this? Yeah, just try it one day, brothers and sisters. Wake up the last third of the night and say, I'm going to, inshallah, drop a tear tonight for Allah's sake. Try, push yourself. If you can't, push harder. If you can't, just try anyway. Try. And you might. See how much you really are scared of Allah Ta'ala. Believe me, you will not regret it. The next day, your day will be beautiful. You will feel comfortable. You feel a tranquility, an umbrella over you of tranquility raining down. You know how an umbrella is? And the umbrella is to prevent rain, correct? Water. But this umbrella is dripping on you. It's a dripper, a dripper. You know the drips in the hospitals? It drips on you. Tranquility. Wallahi, it's true. That's a person who drops a tear out of fear of the Almighty Lord. Number seven. Al-Mutasaddiq. Wal-Mutasaddiqeen wal-Mutasaddiqat. What does Mutasaddiq mean? He's a person who's generous, who gives in charity. And we all know that the Muslims are charitable people because they care for other people. They love their brothers and sisters. Bro, you need a car for the weekend? Take it. You're in need of it? I'm not. Take it. Brother, I've got an extra $10 here. Do you need it? Take it. He's a believer. You know, when your brother comes to you and say, look, bro, he's giving you hints. I need to get something, I need to do something, but I can't. He gives you hints. He's trying to tell you he's in need, but he's too shy. What do you do? No, not today, I've got nothing. He's going to be sick, he's going to steal me. No. You say, bro, don't ask him, Fadal, the green note. The green note. And if they make a purple note, the purple note. They might make $1,000 note in the future. So give him the $1,000 note. Because you love for your brother what you love for yourself. And this is wal-mutasaddiqeen wal-mutasaddiqat. Those who are generous. Muslims do not just concern themselves or look at themselves only. They look at the concerns of others. They love their brothers. They love their sisters. They look at their problems, their calamities. They try to aid them because they're generous. They're people that want to help. This is a Muslim, a believer. And that's how we should be, brothers and sisters. We should not be stingy, selfish misers. No. We should be people who are almsgiving. We give. We allow. And this is a believer. He is a charitable person. Do not be greedy. Do not be stingy. For that money that you own is not your money. Wallahi, it's not your money. At the end of the day, you've only borrowed that money from the Almighty Lord for a limited time, and Allah Ta'ala has lent you that money to see what you are going to do with this money. And no other.
If you utilize it the way he pleases, you'll get highly rewarded. But if you utilize it the way you please, you don't care whether it displeases him or not, then you are going to suffer. And it's going to decrease and diminish in the value. But when you give 1 cent in charity, Allah Ta'ala will make your money grow and grow and grow. How many people give zakat? They're probably counted on the fingertips. How many people give optional zakat, optional charity? They're hard to find. And they're the ones that are happy people. The ones that are charitable people are the ones that are happy people. And we know on a day of resurrection, another one that will be shaded is the one that gives with the right hand, whereby his left hand does not know what his right hand has given. And he will be shaded on the day of resurrection by the Almighty Lord's throne. Number 8. Where is number 8 of him? وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ. Did you not memorize the verse in the start? استغفر الله العظيم. وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ. And a saim is a person who fasts. And we know that the Muslims, and fasting means linguistically to abstain and control. To abstain and control. And we know Muslims fast every month of Ramadan, the days of the 13th, 14th, 15th of each month. They fast, some of them, every Monday and Thursdays of every week. Some fast every second day. But in reality, how should a Muslim fast? When should a Muslim fast? Every Ramadan only? Every 3 days a month only? Every 2 days a month only? Or every second day as Prophet Dawood did only? Is that the best way of fasting? Is the best way of fasting? Whoever can correctly answer this question will get a reward, inshallah ta'ala. Monday and Thursdays? Anyone else? Every second day? The scholars have differed. We have not come to a consensus. Ya Muhammad Khudr. Take it off here. Jazakallah khair. Akramakallah. Ahsanallah ilayk. Khudr ya Azad. You had your hand up.
The same one, mate?
Not a problem, buddy. The best way to fast is every single day. But why is it every single day? What am I referring to when Allah says, وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ? What does fasting mean? It is not only to abstain from food, drink, and sexual intercourse. Ali, it is to abstain from indecency, obscenity, mischief, evil, wickedness. This is fasting. This is fasting. You can fast by being silent, as Maryam did, as Zakariya did, mentioned in Ali Imran. Fasting is to keep away from everything that the Almighty Lord mentioned. And this is what I'm after, Ya Muhammad Khudr. Your fasting is correct, but I wasn't after that fast. So fasting here refers to abstain from everything that the Almighty Lord dislikes, is displeased with. And as Muslims, we should fast every second of our life. In this terminology, in this definition. Number 9, yes, okay. وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ is a person who is conscious of his or her sexual morality. In other words, to guard your private parts. And here it means both, to avoid illicit sexual relations and to avoid improper behavior in dress, walk, and talk. For example, if a lady is at home and someone calls her husband, So a man is calling her husband to talk to her husband. She picks up the phone. Her husband is not there. She picks up the phone.
Ahla sahlan. Kif al-hal?
She is not allowed to sweeten her voice because this is a way of improper behavior in speech. Anything that could lead to this evil crime, to fornication, is haram. Likewise, the man can do the same thing. The man or woman that flirt, it's haram. So when Allah says, وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ, this means anything that gets you close to this evil sexual promiscuity. Anything. Whether in dress, speech, or talk. Or walk. So we've got to be very, very careful. And Allahu musta'an, what we witnessed today. And we do not want to get into it because we've got a lot to say and the time is beating us. And the last, Ya Subhi, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرٌ وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. I had to bahdu someone today, his doctor is too far away. So I can't, we've got to respect the doctor, you see. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرٌ وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Those that engage much in Allah's remembrance. And dhikr, he means that you always mention Allah Ta'ala. And dhikr in reality is when you put someone always in your mind. You always think about him. You remember him by the heart, thus you mention him on your tongue. And generally when someone likes someone or likes something, what do? When they love something or someone, they keep talking about this person or about this thing. Oh, I got a new car today. He wants to tell everyone. His friends, his family, his relatives, his everyone. And he starts patting his car. If a person likes a lady for marriage, he's got to tell all his friends. Likewise a lady, when she gets a potential husband, she'll go tell all her friends when she loves this person or when he loves this person. But, as Muslims, what do? Who do we love most? Isn't Allah Ta'ala in our hearts the most beloved? Is He the one that we love most? Yes. For this reason, we always have Him on our tongue. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahu Akbar. He's a believer. He's a dhakir. And she's a dhakirah. Ya Aba Dhakirah. It's a person who continuously remembers Allah Ta'ala. And the hadith mentions in Bukhari that those that remember Allah to those that do not, the comparison is that of the living and the dead. Another narration by At-Tirmidhi mentions when a man came to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and asked, "Oh Prophet, advise me." He said, "Do not let your mouth, your tongue cease from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala." In Bukhari and Muslim, كَلِمَتَانِ خَفِفَتَانِ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ ثَقِيلَتَانِ عَلَى الْمِيزَانِ حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Two statements that are light on the tongue to remember. These two statements, they are light on the tongue. They are heavy on the day of resurrection. In your scales, heavy. On the scales. And they are dear to the most merciful. What are these two words? Subhanallah al-Azim wa Subhanallah wa bihamdih. Did you know every time you say Subhanallah wa bihamdih, what happens? Who can tell me? Who can tell me every time a person utters Subhanallah wa bihamdih, what happens? So, how big? Three or four story? It could be six story. A palm tree. You're a generous person, Ya Azad. A palm tree gets planted for this person in paradise. Every single time that you say, Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful narration. This is intimacy of a good train. that every time you say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, you get a palm tree in paradise. How easy is it, Ya Yasin? Isn't that easy? You can even say it at your age. Another narration mentions that whoever says La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir 100 times per day. Look at this hadith. 100 times per day. You know what you get for it? You get the equivalent, the reward equivalent to freeing 10 slaves. You get 100 good deeds recorded to your credit. You get 100 sins blotted off your scroll. 100 sins. And that will be a guard, a shield for you to that night from the devil. How easy. What a beautiful day that person will have. Shaitan will not be able to even come close to him. You know, we take these for granted. It's right in front of us. The door of good deeds is there. Accept it. Apply it. Because you want to be وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. You want to be in the narration that mentions سَبَقَ الْمُفَرِّدُونَ قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا الْمُفَرِّدُونَ قَالَ الذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. The hadith mentions that al-mufarridun has beaten us, has went ahead of us. They said, who is al-mufarridun? He goes, those who frequently celebrate the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And you can see the eminence this hadith highlights of frequent remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And that on the day of resurrection, he will be in front of many, many, many Muslims, many people, due to his frequent celebration of Allah Ta'ala in remembrance. And they are the 10 qualities that we mentioned. You should ask yourself, have you got these 10 qualities? Can I get these 10 qualities? You want victory? This is victory. You want salvation? This is salvation. You want successfulness? This is successfulness. Not all the times you had. When you haven't even got these in your life, these qualities, have these before you even think of anything else. Especially in times of today, when the whole world seems to be fighting the Muslims, the true Muslims. The true Muslims, we should ask ourselves, what is Nasr? What is victory? What is real victory? And how can we be among the victorious, the successful? Well, we just mentioned it. To be a Muslim, a Mu'min, a Qanit, a Sadiq, a Sabir, a Khashir, a Mutasaddiq, a Sa'im, Hafidun lil-Farj, and Dhakirullah. This is a true believer. This is a true Muslim. And we all know the companions of the trench. We won't shall I delay too long. The story of the companions of the trench. When the huge trench was dug, and then a huge fire was lit inside it. What for? For whom? To do a big barbecue? Yes, for a big barbecue. But who was the barbecue? Those that said La ilaha illallah. That was a barbecue. Until they reached to a lady who had a baby in her arms. And she was hesitant, reluctant. I cannot jump in that fire. I'm going to hurt myself and the baby. She feared, and a mother always has remorse, feelings towards her child. No matter what her belief is, she will always have this. It's the thing, the nature of a lady of Allah has placed in her heart for her infant. But what happened then? When she was reluctant, look at this victory. Look at this successfulness. Look at this salvation. This is salvation, wallahi. The one, the Almighty, who made every creature speak, made that cradle boy speak. What did he say? Oh mother, endure, be patient, persevere in this ordeal, for you are on the right path. In other words, mother, jump in this pit of salvation. Mother, jump in this pit of successfulness, for you are on the path of truth. Did she lose?
Wallahi, if she did not jump in, she might have lost. Because it's not to be defeated by the enemy. Many people think, oh, we're defeated, we're defeated, we're defeated. Iraq's gone down, Afghanistan's gone down, Palestine's going down. You can never be defeated. Wallahi, you can never be defeated. If you have this victory in your heart. If you are defeated, that means you have left Islam. And this is the only time any human being can be defeated. When he denounces, La ilaha illallah. Oh mother, throw yourself in the fire. It's not fire, it's paradise. Throw yourself right now. Do not be reluctant to throw yourself in a pit of paradise. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he got thrown off the catapult, he's flying in the air. He's flying in the air. He used fire, burning for days. It's become black. Flying in the air. Did he start crying and yelling and shouting? When Jibril came and said, yeah, Ibrahim, can I help you? He has helped me? You know. SubhanAllah, look at that faith. You know. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. How beautiful is that? Sufficient for me is not you, but the Almighty Lord, and He is the best disposer of all affairs. You know. Wallahi, this is victory. Wallahi, this is salvation. Wallahi, this is successfulness. And the enemies knew this. They could not defeat him. They could not waver his faith. Because he knew the meaning of La ilaha illallah. The lady, Al-Hamadiyya, the famous lady who committed adultery. Even though the Almighty Lord concealed her adultery and no one found out of her adultery, she insisted, confessing her sin and placing herself before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pleading with him to purify her through stoning. Why? She wanted to sacrifice herself for the Almighty Lord and to undergo a repentance so pure it would have sufficed Allah's forgiveness to 70 of the people of Medina. And the 70 people of Medina were companions like us. Companions of those days. Which if one of them were to give a half a hand of wheat in charity, it would be better than us, all of us, giving gold the size of Uhud in charity. It would have sufficed Allah's forgiveness to 70 of those companions. Why? Because she knew what victory means. She knew what salvation means. It is not to die. Salvation is to die on La ilaha illallah. And this is salvation. And the generation of those elite soldiers, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a generation. Which the Islamic Al-Qaeda instilled in them the truth of faith. It enlightened, illuminated their lives with the light of Tawheed, and they feared no one but the Almighty Lord. When you hear the mountains like Abd al-Rahman ibn Awf, Abdullah ibn Salam, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, Talha ibn Ubaidillah, Abdullah ibn Awam, Bilal. Allahu Akbar, they roar, the mountains roar when their names are mentioned. Khabbab, the family of Yasir, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Umar al-Faruq, Uthman ibn Nurayn, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Abu Turab. These mentionings are not mentionings that are easy. When you hear this mention, the mountain will shake. As Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayagas, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing on the mountain of Uhud. And next to him was Abu Bakr and Umar. And what did the mountain of Uhud do? It had Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and it had Abu Bakr and Umar. It did not have Hassan on it.
It had Abu Bakr and Umar and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It trembled. It started shaking.
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to it, "Oh, mountain of Uhud, calm down. Take it easy. Relax. For you have a prophet and two martyrs on you."
Allahu Akbar. It trembled due to the excitement of having those three great men.
Because Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and then Umar, Abu Bakr after all the messengers and prophets, he is the best man that walked the earth. And then Umar ibn Khattab came second after all the messengers and the prophets.
But these believers, brothers and sisters, had a type of nasr, a type of victory that we are in dire need of today. Allah Ta'ala gave them the firmness of faith and the conviction to stick to the truth and not waver. And this type of nasr, wallahi, no one can ever defeat you. No one. No matter how many plots and means, no matter how secret and subtle that enemy's plots is directed specifically, which is directed specifically to the Muslims' hearts, their primary goal is no other than to turn all of us, every Muslim, man and woman, from Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, will frustrate them in their hopes and nullify their plots, but when? When we are all sincere, obedient, and upright on Islam. Look, listen to this beautiful verse, inshallah, I'll end it with these last two verses. In Surah Ali Imran, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. If you remain patient, and you fear Allah Ta'ala, you be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, their plots will not affect you in the least. And Allah encompasses all that they do. He'll destroy their plots. That's as long as you aid yourself with the religion of Islam. And in Surah Muhammad, verse number 7, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. O you who believe, if you help the cause of Allah Ta'ala, He will help you and He will make your feet firm, stable and grounded with victory. And we all know and it is known that the victory and hope of the Almighty Lord only comes by following that which He has prescribed, obeying His commands and abstaining from that which He prohibited.